Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is Eileen, and you're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Coming up, we're going to talk about Facebook. Of the changes that Facebook makes. And one of the latest ones was to introduce timeline to Facebook pages. Now, for those of you who really don't know, timeline is a different way to look at Facebook pages. It also eliminated the fact that people could have a landing tab for people who were not fans of the page or who hadn't liked the page. And basically, you have to have a cover image on your timeline, and there's a lot of restrictions. You can't have links, you can't have calls to actions or arrows, and all of that stuff. But for me, in the end, it actually was a good change. I found that I started appreciating Facebook and interacting a little bit more with my Facebook fans or people that have liked my Facebook page than I did before there was a timeline. And I kind of never really liked the idea of having a welcome page where people had to like that in order to get into your exclusive community. I mean, come on, it's Facebook. So people should be able to come right to my page and see whatever it is that I have to offer. And that's what timeline did. It opened up Facebook pages and content on Facebook pages so that everyone could have access to them. Now, what this means is that people had to scramble around a little in order to redesign their pages. And before, the width was like 510 pixels, and now it's 851. And I mean, there's just been a bunch of changes. So anything that makes life easier, I'm all for it. So I found quite a few tools that have been making my Facebook life a lot easier. And one of them is Lajure. We've talked about that over on my YouTube channel. I've done some tutorials and we talked about it over on the blog, Basic Blog Tips. And this other one is one that's very simple, and I think anybody would like to take advantage of this because it helps you make that cover image. And this cover image can be used on your page or your profile. And this little tool is called the Timeline Slicer. And what the Timeline Slicer does is eliminate the fact that you have to worry about, oh, how many pixels wide should it be? Is Facebook going to resize it and shrink it down? Will it fit in the box? Is it going to be too big? Is it going to be too blurry? You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. So this guy named Joey Kissimmee, and he's with a blog called incompress.com. He introduced this timeline slicer. And what you can do is simply position your image inside the timeline slicer, and it will render the exact size that you need. You don't have to worry about Facebook cutting it off. You can move it around till you get it exactly where you want it to be, and then create an image that you can then upload into Facebook. But recently, he took it a step further. And I have to give my hats off to Joey Kissimmee. He has introduced the Facebook Timeline Slicer Pro. It is the coolest thing. And why I like it so much is because I am graphically challenged. So people who aren't designers or who don't have a graphic arts background will really love this because you can make really professional looking designs. First off, He's given us 40 different templates, and all of them are high quality designs. There's backgrounds, like one of the ones that he likes and he shows off in his demo is an iPhone. So it looks like you can put your image as if it were a screensaver or a page that someone had navigated to on their iPhone. And then you can put your profile image or your logo on the back cover of the iPhone. And he has this all laid out in the timeline slicer design. All you have to do is simply drag your images over into the timeline slicer, put them in the right position, and bam, you are done. Upload that bad boy to Facebook and you'll be making timeline covers, you know, in your sleep every other day. I've already got some lined up for the next 2 or 3 days because today just so happens to be Mother's Day. If anybody's listening, happy belated Mother's Day or happy Mother's Day, depending upon when you're listening to this. And so the timeline that I made today, the timeline cover, is a happy Mother's Day cover. Well, I don't even have to worry about tomorrow morning. As soon as I get up, everybody knows I get up in the wee hours of the night. When I get up at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I will upload this next cover that I have. I'm not going to tell you what it is. You're going to have to come over to the Facebook page of Basic Blog Tips and check out the cover that I have on any given day. I'll probably change them up 2-3 times a week now that I have this timeline slicer. And with the templates, you can't lose. And knowing me, I will use those templates for other reasons as well. You can even use them to make some background images for your apps. Like I mentioned earlier, I'm using Lazure. One of the things that I've been waiting for is Lazure to come out with some new templates, because they had all these templates before at the old size. But those guys are busy adding new features and new widgets over to the Azure app. They've got a contest widget and all that stuff now. So they're like, can you figure the background image thing out by yourself? And, you know, for all those designers, that's fine. But for somebody like me, I'm like, no, I need you to hold my hand and give me the exact dimensions, just like Joey Kissimmee has done in this Facebook Timeline Slicer Pro. Just so you know, it costs $4.95. If you are already a ClickBank affiliate, you probably make your money back in no time, because he even has right within the tool where you're supposed to substitute your ClickBank ID to generate your unique URL. He also has a tool there where you can create your message that you're going to send out to Twitter, Facebook, and you can also upload your contacts in Gmail and Yahoo, and you know, you'll make your money back in no time. But $4.95, like, who can't afford that? You spend that much on graphics, and like I mentioned before, you get 40 templates. But I actually misspoke. You get 80 templates. 40 of them have little logos there for your social profiles, like a Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn or WordPress, whichever one. Each template is different. And then those same exact templates have them without the profile icons. So if you don't even have a website, or if you don't even use Twitter, you don't have to worry about removing them from the template. So he's given them to us with and without the social icons. So you're really getting 80 templates. How cool is that? So even a graphically challenged person like myself can use the Timeline Slicer Pro and make timeline covers for my friends, or for, you know, do a contest and say, hey, whoever wins this contest, you know, tweets out this post, they can win a contest and win Facebook timeline covers, you know. So you will make your money back in no time. So that's not even an issue. Okay, Look, there's a lot to do with social media. And I know that sometimes people get confused. Am I spending enough time? Am I doing the right things? I have a lot of answers for you over on my blog, which is basicblogtips.com. Between myself and the 50 or more guest authors that I have featured there, we always have some kind of advice that will set you down the right path to success in your online endeavors. Just come over to the blog, search for your topic. I'm sure you'll find it there. If not, guess what? Email me. And I never give my email address out on this podcast, but today I am. And it's real simple. It's Eileen at basicblogtips.com. And let me spell that for you. Eileen. So now you know the secret sauce of how to get in touch with me via email. Look, it's been great talking to you. Get out there, do some social media, do some social networking, meet people, grow your network, expand your reach, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Have a great Mother's Day. Peace.